Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
大家下午好。
Thank you to the church and the pastor, elders, deacons for inviting me to share this message today.
所以啊，谢谢，我想谢谢啊，咱们教会的各位长老还有牧师呢，邀请我来给大家做今天这讲这今天这篇道。
And I really, really enjoyed the worship, especially because you have an organ player today.
特别因为今天呢这个管风琴也特别的漂亮，所以呢今天的这个赞美诗也是非常的非常的好。
Wonderful hymns that touch our hearts and may God receive it with pleasure.
所以呢这些都是很美好的这些赞美诗，所以呢我们愿主呢也是悦纳我们的赞美。
You know that last song we sang about serving God is the most beautiful thing in our life?
所以呢，在最后我们现在最后一首诗里面，我们唱到就是我们生命中最美好的事就是侍奉主。
The topic today is about serving God.
所以我们今天的主题刚好就是关于服侍主。
And is it really the most beautiful thing in our life, or do we only do it on Sunday?
所以呢，这个呢，服侍主是否是我们生命中最美好的事情，还是说只是我们在主日才做的一件事情
？I would like to share with you that according to Hebrew thinking, serving God is every day.
所以呢，今天我想跟大家分享说，其实根据这个希伯来文的这个希伯来人的这个他们的想法，其实呢，服侍主是每一天的事情。
And we Christians should know that serving God is not limited to pastors and elders or Sunday school teachers.
所以呢，作为基督徒呢，我们应该知道说，其实呢，服侍主呢，并不是说光是说教会里面的牧师、长老，还有这个主日学老师们所做的事情。
Because serving is the responsibility and part of everyday life of every Christian.
那因为呢，服侍主其实是我们基督徒里面我们每一天日常生活里面的一部分。
So I like that your worship is in the afternoon.
所以呢，我很喜欢你们今天下午的这个敬拜。
Because usually on Sunday mornings I rush to church and I don't have time to do morning devotion.
所以呢，因为呢，有时候在早上做敬拜的时候呢，我们都时间很赶，有时候呢，就早上没有办法做这个
灵修。But because you're in the afternoon, I had time to read the devotion this morning.
那因为呢，我们的敬拜是在下午，所以这个今天早上我就有时间去做灵修了。
And I want to share with you what I read. It's very interesting.
所以呢，我想跟大家分享一下今天早上所读的是非常有趣。
It told me that many things that Jesus said so long ago to the Jewish people doesn't really touch our hearts today the same way it touched their heart.
所以呢，这文章讲到说，多年前耶稣对这个犹太人所讲的很多的故事呢，今天对我们来说其实没有同样的这个共鸣的效果。
For example, Jesus on the Sermon of the Mount said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit."For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. 那个是how do you say in Chinese? 虚心的人。
哦，虚心的人有福了。
因为天国是他们的。
天
上的
yeah. 因为天国是他们的。
So, you know, we think, why poor in spirit to inherit the kingdom of heaven?
所以我们可以想说，为什么呢？就是穷苦的人。但是会可以说继承天父的国呢
？Because the Pharisees taught people that you do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then you get into the kingdom of God.
因为法利赛人就教导人说你要做这个事情1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10，你就可以进入神的天国了。
So it's very shocking for Jesus to say that to those people who have been listening to the Pharisees their whole life.
所以那些他一生都听了这个法利赛人的教导，所以当他听到耶稣这样讲的时候，是非常的惊讶的。
So this devotion this morning told me if you go to McDonald's and they say something like this to you, you will be very surprised.
所以今天我们的灵修我就学到，就是说如果我们去麦当劳人跟你说这样的话呢，你会非常的惊讶。
Usually they say, do you want to supersize? Do you want to add more money and get bigger meal?
也因为你在麦当劳，他们一直想着就是让你说买更多东西是吧？花更多的钱。
What happens if one day you go to McDonald's, they say, do you want to downsize your meal and save $1?
那如果说哪一天你去了麦当劳，他们说，你要不要呢？就是少买一点东西，然后呢就省一块钱了。
How about you go and buy a new car, and before you sign the contract, and the car salesman say, this extended warranty is not worth it, why don't we take it off the contract?
那比如说你们去买车的时候，那位销售跟你讲说，其实这个延长的保修期是没有用的，其实你根本不需要买，从合约里面把它拿掉算了。
So this is what the morning devotion writer said. This is the kind of shocking effect that Jesus had when he spoke to them.
所以呢，其实今天的灵修，其实啊，文章就讲到说，这种效果就是当这种效果，其实当耶稣基督跟他们讲啊传福音的时候，其实就有这种效果。
Because of a lot of what Jesus says goes against the grain in the human heart.
所以其实很多的耶稣所讲的很多话，其实呢跟我们人心里所想的其实是完全相反的。
Because we have a rebellious heart.
因为我们有一颗啊悖逆的心。
I have a rebellious heart.
我就有一颗非常悖逆的心。
When you tell me to do something, it's hard for me to listen if I think that you are asking me as a command.
那当说如果你让我做一件事情，但是我心里如果我心里想说，其实你在命令我的时候，那我就很难去做这件事情了。
We have to realize our God loves us, and the things He tells us to do is actually for our own benefit.
但是我们必须相信，其实呢，我们的神爱我们，所以他让我们做的事情，其实都是为了我们好。
There was a little boy in class who kept interrupting his class by standing up and walking around during the lesson.
所以呢，比如说在一个上课的时候，有个小男孩，他经常就是在课室里面走来走去，就不断的这样打断老师。
And the teacher kept saying, "Sit down, sit down."
那老师就不断的跟他讲说，你要坐下来。
At last, the little boy sat down.
所以最后呢，这个小男孩终于坐下来了。
And so the teacher thanked him and said, "Good boy, thank you for obeying."
所以呢，老师就对他说：“好，谢谢喽，谢谢你，就是服从我们的教导。”
But the boy surprised the whole class by saying, "But teacher, on the inside, I'm still standing up."
这个小男孩就对全班说：“其实老师，其实我心里我还是站着的。”他让全班非常惊讶。
What I mean is that even though he obeyed, it was not in his heart.
所以呢，我想说的说，其实这个小男孩其实他即使是服从了，但他内心里面其实还是不服从的。
In his heart, he was rebellious.
所以在他心中，他是一个非常叛逆的。
This is why Joshua gave the final message to Israel.
所以这就为什么说约书亚在他可能生命的尽头给了这个以色列人最后的信息。
That serving God must be from the heart.
就说服侍上帝其实是必须要发自内心的。
Because we all know the Bible tells us God looks at the heart more than He looks on the outside.
所以呢，因为我们都知道，圣经告诉我们，神其实是先看我们的内心，然后再看我们的外表。
Now therefore fear the Lord, serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord, Joshua says.
所以这段经文，你们现在要敬畏耶和华，诚心实意的侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边和埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉耶和华。
The truth here is that sincerity means putting away other gods to worship God sincerely.
所以这里呢，诚心实意讲的就是要除掉埃及还有亚摩利人所拜的其他神。
Are there other gods in our hearts?
那我们心中有没有其他的神呢？
What is the recent scandal about all those college admissions? You've heard about it.
大家有没有听到说，就是最近的，就是这个大学的录取里面那些丑闻。
Some parents are going to go to jail because they lied about the application to get their children into college.
所以有一些这个父母亲可能就要到监狱里面，因为他们在孩子的大学申请里面他们撒谎了。
Not that there is anything wrong with going to a good school, but if the school and the education became a god in their heart, that is wrong.
那当然我们要进入好的学校，当然这是没有任何的错的，但是呢，当说要进入一个好的学校，在他们心中变成他们偶像的时候，那就是这就不对了。
So the Pharisees received the worst condemnation from Jesus.
所以这是因为这个呢，法利赛人他真的受到了耶稣最严厉的指责。
Because of what's in their hearts.
因为呢，他们心里面所想的。
Because they were serving God for their own glory, not for God's glory.
他们服侍神其实是为了他们自己的荣耀，并不是为了神的荣耀。
They cared about people's recognition and praise.
他太在意呢别人对他们的赞扬还有认可。
In so doing, they were actually not worshiping God. They were distant from God.
所以他们这样做，其实他们根本就没有在敬拜主，其实他们在远离主。
So my sharing with this afternoon is what does serving God really look like in daily life?
所以呢，今天我要跟大家分享信息，就是说。在我们每日的日常生活里面，我们怎么样去服侍主
？Yes, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
这是我们今天的重点经文。若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的， 是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Many of us have this last line on a painting or a picture in our homes.
所以可能我们很多人啊，在家里面可能有这段经文，可能是啊把它挂在墙上的。
Because like the people of Israel, we are surrounded by many false gods too.
因为呢，我们就像以色列人一样，我们被很多的不同的神、假神所包围。
If we let those gods take over our hearts, we become rebellious.
如果我们让这些假的神呢，真的接管我们的心呢，我们就会变得非常的不顺服。
By being rebellious means we disobey God's rule.
我们叛逆的话，我们就会同时也不顺服神。
One important message of the book of Joshua is that true and false religions cannot mix together.
那约西亚书里面一个很重要的信息就是说，真的信仰和假的信仰是不能混为一谈的。
We know we cannot serve God and idols at the same time.
我们知道我们不能同时服侍神和服侍偶像。
Again and again, Israel departed from Jehovah and worshipped false gods.
那以色列是不止一次的这样不敬畏、不敬拜一位真神，去敬拜假神。
That is why Joshua gave this farewell speech to Israel before passing on.
所以这就为什么约书亚在他离开人世的时候，他最后给了以色列人这个重要的信息。
Now I want to ask you, how many times have you heard your friends say, "I don't like the God of the Old Testament"?
那我想问一下大家，大家有没有经常的听到你们的朋友说？我们不太喜欢旧约里面那位神。
Because God commanded Joshua to destroy the Canaanites.
因为呢，在旧约里面，神呢吩咐了约书亚要完全的毁灭迦南地人。
But behind this commandment from God was his concern for his own people.
但实际上，在这个诫命的背后，其实是神对他的百姓的这个关心。
God wanted to remove temptation from Israel because they would be tempted to follow other gods.
因为呢，神呢。要把这些各种各样的试探要移除，这样子他们就不可以去试探以色列人。
It is God's love for us.
这既是神对我们的爱。
At the same time, he was using Israel to destroy the pagans because they defied God for years and years and years.
那其实呢，还有就是啊，神在使用以色列人去除掉这些不信神的外邦人。
So it was God's judgment for sin and immorality.
其实呢，这是神对这个罪还有不道德的这个审判。
Now most of us know Psalm 23 by heart.
我们可能大家都很熟悉诗篇二十三章里面的经文。
Especially this part, the last verse, the last phrase, "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
那这是诗篇二十三章里面的最后一节经文。我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
David was sure of being with the Lord forever.
那大卫很确信。他能够和耶和华永远在一起。
Because David believed in heaven.
因为呢，大卫完全的相信天堂。
He said his dead son will not come back to him, but one day he'll see his son in heaven.
所以他说呢，他的这个死去的儿子呢，是不会回到他身边，但是他们终有一天会在天堂相见。
But David's words also remind us that being with God begins on earth, not only in heaven.
但是呢，大卫的话呢，其实同时也在提醒我们，其实和神在一起呢，其实是在我们世上，在地上就开始了，不是要等到天堂才开始。
You see, true worship and true serving is on earth as well.
所以呢，大家可以看到吗？就是真正的这个敬拜，真正的这个服事呢，其实呢，在地上就可以开始了，不一定要等到在天堂。
He said, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, not my future life, my life today."
他说呢，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱跟随着我，所以呢，是一生一世，不是要等到将来。
So being in the house of the Lord is not something in the future; it is from now into eternity.
所以呢，其实呢，住在耶和华的殿中呢，那并不是一件将来的事情。而是从这里一直延伸到永恒。
Are we truly living with God today and serving Him every day?
那我们今天在处世这个地上，我们是否和上帝同住呢？
If you look at these words, serve, 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 and serve, they all come from the same word in Hebrew called avodah.
所以大家看一下这些词啊，中文翻译过来都是服侍，很服侍出现很多遍。那其实在原文它是从这个希伯来文 Avoda 里面翻译过来的。
Do you know that Eskimos have over 100 different words for snow?
所以大家不知道是不知道说爱斯基摩人的语言里面有超过100个词来形容雪。
Because they're surrounded by snow.
因为他们是哇周围都是雪。
And you know that we Chinese have many, many different words for rice, right?
那华人其实对于米饭米也有很多的词啊。
哦，糙米、糙米饭、锅巴、糯米 ，all kinds of words for rice.
这个不需要翻译啊。
So why? Because language helps us to distinguish little things between the same thing, little differences.
那为什么我们有这么多的词语来形容一个一样东西？其实就语言在我们的头脑中可以创造出这个不同的事物之间的区别。
But at the same time, words also bring different ideas together.
那同时呢，这个语不同的词语呢，也可把不同的观点也要结合在一起。
Therefore, I will show you that Avada means work, worship, and serve the same.
所以呢，就是希伯来文里面这个词呢 ，Avada 其实是有三个意思，是工作、敬拜和服事。
So these things are connected.
所以这三件事情其实是有关联、联系在一起的。
In God's mind, how we live.How we work is part of our worship, is part of our work.
所以在神的这个他的旨意里面，其实我们的工作、我们的生活、我们的这个敬拜，其实都是可以同时在做的。
Our work, no matter where it is, can be a form of worship if we are true Christians.
如果我们是真正的这个基督徒的话呢，无论我们在哪里工作，我们的工作都可以成为敬拜的一种形式。
Faith and work must be connected.
所以呢，信仰和工作是联系在一起的。
Work is not Monday to Friday, and worship is only Sunday.
是不是说工作是星期一、礼拜一到礼拜五的事情，而敬拜呢是礼拜天的事情
？Let me show you a few places that this word "avada" is used in the Bible.
所以呢，我们看一下，就是在经文里面希伯来原文 "avada" 这个词是用在什么地方
？Exodus 34:21, 6 days you shall work. That word is avada.
所以这是你六日要做工，第七日要安息，这是出埃及记里面的事。
And then the next time in Exodus, earlier in chapter 8, verse 1, this is what the Lord. Where are we? 34:21, and there is that 8:1. Yes, there it is. Okay. This is what the Lord says, let my people go.So they may worship me. That worship is also the same word.
所以呢，出埃及记里面神也这样说容我的百姓去，好侍奉我。这个侍奉原文也是 Avada.
So finally, you see that Joshua said the same thing. Let us go so we may serve the Lord. Serve, work, worship, same idea.
所以呢，约书亚就也讲了同样的话，就是说我们必定侍奉耶和华。这个原文也是 Avada.
This is what tells us that God wants us to serve Him with our life.
所以呢，这个告诉我们的神是让我们真的是全心全意，尽我们一生去服侍他。
That we obey His commands not only on Sunday, but each day of our life.
所以呢，我们不光光是在主日里面去服从他的诫命，而是要每一天我们的生活里面都要服从他的诫命。
This is a very capable woman who worked on the merger between Chase Bank and J.P. Morgan.
那这一位大家看到这位女士，其实她是一个非常出色的商业人士。她呢是当时是在做这个 Chase Bank.
Yeah, Chase Bank and J.P. Morgan. She merged
两大银行。
She worked to bring these two organizations together. She was very successful, but she thought that the workplace is very hard for a Christian to have good witness.
Yeah, 所以他是一个非常成功的这个商业人士，他成功的合并了两家大银行。那他相信呢，其实在工作里面也是真正的基督徒，也是能够彰显主的荣耀。
She became a vice president, and then she realized that she could influence her co-workers by bringing Bible study into the bank.
所以他是摩根大通的这个副总裁。所以他呢也意识到说在工作里面其实他可以帮助这个他的这个同事可以让通过让他们在读 Bible 来帮助他们同事
She's saying that our career can be part of a calling from God not only pastors are called by God
他说其实我们的平常我们的事业其实也是可以是神的呼召不光光是说要当牧师才能是神的呼召
Every deacon, every elder, every banker, every Christian has a calling from God to serve every day.
所以他说其实每一个银行里面工作的每一个职员其实都是每一天都可以有来自于神的呼召。
Now she's an influence in the organization because she leads Bible studies and she's not ashamed to say she's a Christian.
所以她在她的这个工作里面，其实她完全，她不会为了，完全不会羞耻，当她说自己是基督徒的时候，而且会带领这个 Bible study.
A young man came to a grocery store for his first job.
所以有一个年轻人来到一个杂货店呢，就在申请他的第一份工作。
Trying to impress the boss, he finished his work as quickly as possible and kept coming to the boss and say, "What's next? What can I do next?"
作为新员工，他呢就很希望能够能够让他的新的老板呢就得到他的赞赏，所以呢总是匆匆忙忙的完成每一件工作，然后他就会说，接下来我可以做什么事情？
After a while, the manager got tired and he said, "Come here, I'm going to tell you something."
但过了哈一阵子之后呢，这个经理就觉得有点累了，他就说啊，你过来。我要跟你讲个事情。
What's next? I'm waiting for what's next. Okay, okay. He said, "Son, come here. I want to show you the rule in this store." And he led the young man into the back of the store and he pointed to the wall where there was a large sign that says, "When you're in doubt, sweep the floor."
他呢想教一下这位新员工一个很重要的公司的原则，他就说，哎，林先生过来，我想让你看一下我们这家店的规矩。他就带着林先生走进了储藏室，指着后面的墙上一个大牌子上写着说，当有疑问的时候先扫一下地。
What we can learn from this is that sometimes boring small jobs still need to be done.
那我们从这里可以学到说，有时候真的是一些很小的不起眼的很无聊的工作，但是还是需要完成。
God doesn't look at our serving him as doing big things or small things.
那神看我们的服事并不是说看我们的服事有多大还是多小。
Our serving is from the heart.
因为我们的服事要来自于我们的内心。
It is not whether other people can see.
那并不是说是否别人能够看见你在服事做什么服事。
We can see everything we do as part of the big picture that God has.
那当然，神有一幅很伟大的宏图，所以我们做的每一个服事都是神这伟大宏图里面的一部分。
I believe that God's purpose for us is to know Him, to worship Him, and make Him part of our everyday life.
那我相信呢，神给我们的旨意是说，让我们认识他、敬拜他，而且让他真正的进入到我们的每一天的生活里面。
Whatever you do at work, whatever you do at home or in school, it can be part of worship.
所以我们在我们每一天的工作，在学校或者在家里所做的所有的事情，都是可以成为敬拜的一部分。
Because remember, the Hebrew word for work, service, and worship are the same word.
所以大家要记得，在希伯来文里面，这个工作、敬拜和侍奉其实是同一个词。
Because work is more than having a career.
因为工作呢，不仅仅是为了有一个事业。
Now, I want to show you something funny. If you check the dictionary for the meaning of career, it's very amusing.
所以呢，我想跟大家分享一个有趣的事情。如果大家去词典里面查一下事业的定义，你会发现是很有趣。
Career means a profession, your job.
所以如果说事业作为一个名词呢，就是说我们的职业，我们的工作。
But if you look in the dictionary for career as a verb, it means running around recklessly.
但如果说你再看一下它的定义，其实 career 这个词还是可以作为动词。那动词的时候，意思就是说鲁莽的在匆匆忙忙的走来走去。
So you can see this description in books. The car careered down the hill. That means out of control.
就这 career 用在这个句子里面，可以像说这个汽车猛冲下山，失控了。
And then there's another word in English that is similar to career that is called careen.
在英语里面，另外一个词，同一个词根很相似的词就是 careen.
Careen is the way a drunk person walks around, banging into the wall, banging into the door. That's careening.
是 careen 呢？这个词就是说，比如说就是一个喝醉酒的人走来走去撞到墙上了，这就 careen 的意思。
So what's funny is that in English, career and careen are related to going around in a circle for a racetrack.
所以呢，更加有趣的是说呢，这两个词啊，事业还有猛冲猛撞这两个词呢，其实都跟有一个词相关，就是大家知道的 racetrack， 那就赛马场上面或者赛车上面的那个环形的跑道。
Many, many, many years ago in college, I was an English major.
因为很多年前我在读大学的时候，我是学英文的。
I love words and the funny meanings they have.
所以我非常喜欢研究这不同的词，他们的不一样的，有不同的意思。
Latin into English became career. Latin into French became racetrack.
所以同一个拉丁文，但是它变成了英文的时候，它 career 就是我们讲的事业。但是这个同一个拉丁文变成法语的时候，就 racetrack 就是我们讲的赛马跑道。
What's funny about a racetrack?
这个跑道赛车场，大家觉得有什么有趣的地方
？Thousands of people pay big money to go watch a race.
啊，大家可能会花很多钱买很贵的门票去看这种啊比赛。
What is the race about?
那这个 race 这个赛跑大概是怎么回事
？Going around and around in a circle, going nowhere.
那就是在这个赛车场跑道上一圈一圈一圈的跑。但是其实你最后哪都没去。
To see who goes the fastest by going nowhere.
但是就是说，看谁跑得最快，但是其实你哪都去不了。
At the end of your life, what is your career?
所以到了最后，如果到你走到你生命的尽头，你要看看，你回头看一下你的事业是什么。
What did your career accomplish?
你的事业里面你取得了什么样的成就
？Accomplish something on earth or of eternal value in heaven?
你是得到了一些就是在世上的一些东西，还是说得到了在将来永恒的世界上的一些东西
？Jesus Christ did not come to die for us, only to give us eternal life in heaven.
耶稣基督来为我们死，他不光光是要给我们永生。
Jesus Christ came to give me and you abundant life on earth.
他来其实是为了要给我和你在这世界上有更丰盛的生命。
Abundant life is a balance between work, serving, and worshiping.
一个丰盛的生命其实就是要在这三件事情要均衡，就是要在工作、敬拜和服事主上要取得这个均衡。
Not only serving God in church,
并不是光光在教会里面去服事主。
It is even more important to serve God outside of church.
其实对我们来说更重要是在教会外面来服事主。
People in church already saved.
因为在教会里面的人其实他们已经得救了
Most of us, but there are many unsaved people outside.
但是在教会外面还有很多的人还没有得救
That is why Pastor Tom came to preach last night.
所以呢就是说当昨晚Tom 牧师来给我们讲道的时候
Because there are many people that God wants to bring into the kingdom.
因为呢有太多的人神呢想我们把他们带进神的国度里面
Our life is workand is serving and is worship when we bring Jesus to the world.
当我们真的是把耶稣基督这个福音传到世上的时候，那我们的生活，我们的生命就是由三样东西组成：工作、敬拜和服事。
For Christians, our worship, our work, and our life should be connected.
所以呢，对于我们基督徒来说，工作、敬拜和侍奉应该是联系在一起的。
Just think about our Lord Jesus. He spent the majority of his life as a carpenter, not as a preacher.
那其实我们再回想一下我们的主耶稣基督他一生的大部分在世上的一生的大部分时间是在做木匠而不是在做传道人
Someone counted that out of the 52 parables that Jesus spoke the 45 of them were about daily life and work 45 out of 52 were about daily life and daily work
那有人数了一下耶稣所讲的52个比喻里面其中有45个是以日常的生活工作为背景的
So that's why Paul wrote in Colossians, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
那这是为什么说在哥罗西书三章十七节里面保罗写道，无论做什么或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
Work is a very important part of being human.
工作其实是作为人的很重要的一个组成部分。
Work is not, as some may think, the result of sin.
那工作并不是很多人所想的，是说是犯罪的罪恶的犯了罪的结果。
God gave Adam and Eve work to do before they sinned.
其实，在亚当和夏娃在伊甸园犯罪之前，神已经给他们工作了。
The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it. Genesis 2:15. Work is translated from Abadon.Worship.
创世纪二章十五节，耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看顾。这里的修理看顾也是从 Abada 这个词翻译过来。
Work is an example of how we have the image of God in us.
工作其实是说 我们是照着神的形象所造的，这样的一个很具体的例子。
Because even Jesus said that even God works.
因为耶稣基督他本人也说了说，神就是在不断的工作。
In Exodus, God instructed Israel to serve God.
在这个出埃及记里面神呢要人去
serve him.
要服侍他。
Work and worship combined.
所以呢，其实的工作和敬拜是联系在一起的。
God is honored when we do our work with honor.
其实当我们的工作里面努力工作的时候，神在我们的工作里面是得到荣耀的。
Jesus spent his adult life, as I said, up to the age of 30, as a worker, as a carpenter, not as a preacher.
所以呢，耶稣一直到他生命里面的30岁之前，他一直都是作为一个木匠，而不是一位传道人。
Does that mean that Jesus, before he was 30, didn't serve God? I don't think so.
那这是否意味着耶稣在他30岁之前他没有在服侍主呢？
I'm sure he served God in his own way all the time.
当然不是，是吧？我知道他真的一生都在世上，一生都在服侍神。
And Jesus called 12 working people. He didn't call prophets or preachers or rabbis to be his disciples. He called 12 working people.
那还有就是他呼召的12个人里面，这12个人全是在工作的人，是工人，并不是传道人，也不是先知。
These were the workers who built his church.
这些就是那些其实所谓的在做工的人，在工作人，让这些人来建立他的教会。
We can be such workers to build his church.
我们也可以成为这样的这些工作的人，工人，来建主的教会。
What does it mean to serve God?
所以呢，服侍神对我们来说意味着什么呢？
It means submitting to God and obeying him.
就是要把我们的生命完全的交给上帝，而且呢要服从他。
We obey God so that non-believers will see that we're not afraid of God, but because we know God loves us.
我们要顺服主，这样子还没相信的人在我们身上看见我们顺服主是因为他爱我们。
That is what will attract people to come to Jesus.
那这些就会这样子就会吸引那些还没有相信的人来到主耶稣基督面前。
Not only that God has authority, but that he has love.
那不光光说我们的主其实是有权柄，而且他是充满了爱的。
There are ways to obey God that only show that He is powerful and has authority.
当然，我们有时候是可以用这种方式来顺服主去表明说神他有他权柄，而且是全能的。
But there are ways for us to obey Him to show the world that He is loving.
当然，我们还有别的方式来顺服他，来向全世界表明他是充满爱的。
What is the difference?
那这里有什么区别呢？
The difference is God tells us to serve him not because he needs anything from us, but because he wants us to get something from him.
那不同的地方就是说，上帝告诉我们要服侍他，不是因为他需要任何的东西，而是想让我们在服侍他里面得到东西。
This is what Luke said. Nor is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, breath, and all things.
那使徒行传17:25，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。
So it is to help us to realize when Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." What that means?
所以当我们说真的是贫穷人有福了，当耶稣这样讲的时候，到底是什么意思？
We have to realize even the strength to serve comes from God.
因为我们要明白，其实去服侍主的力量其实也是来自于神。
If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides. Not that you have the strength. So that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the praise forever and ever. Amen.
彼得前书，若我讲到的要按着神的圣言讲，又有服侍人的要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀。原来荣耀权柄都是他的，直到永永远远。 Amen.
Not all work is worship.
当然这不是说所有的工作都是敬拜。
It depends on our heart.
那真的就是要看我们的心里面是怎么想的。
There is one verse in the New Testament that shows us very clearly.
那真的是我们在新约里面有一段的经文就讲得非常的明白。
And the Roman soldiers, they clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns, put it on his head, and began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Then they struck him on the head with a reed and spat on him, and bowing the knee, they worshipped him. Is that worship?
马可福音，这是罗马的当时的人，他们给他拴上紫袍，又用荆棘编作冠冕给他戴上，就庆贺他说，恭喜犹太人的王啊，又拿一根苇子打他的头唾沫抹在他脸上，屈膝拜他。这是否就是，那大家想想，这是否是在敬拜？
They used the word they worshipped him, but they're not worshipping. They're spitting on him.
他们用了这个敬拜这个词，当然他们当时并没有在真正的敬拜主基督耶稣，他们往他脸上还吐口水。
So maybe the way that we serve has to really be from the heart for it to please God.
所以我们有没有想过，我们服侍主的时候，我们的服侍必须要真正来自于我们的内心。
Joshua's famous words are backed up by his works.
那约书亚这些很大家很熟悉的这些话语是有他的工作所支持的。
Because you can see through his life that his work, his worship, and his serving were all from his heart.
因为大家可以看到他一生里面的工作、敬拜还有服侍耶和华都是来自于他内心的。
Maybe that's why it was Joshua that God chose to bring Israel into the promised land.
所以大家可能有没有想过，这些可能是为什么神最后是选了约书亚，选中他来带领以色列人进入应许之地。
God did not even choose Moses or Aaron. He chose Joshua to bring the people in.
神并没有选择摩西，也没有选择亚伦，而是选择了约书亚带领以色列人进入应许之地。
So when we have this in our house, we better know what that means.
那当我们如果说真的把这个话语打出印来放在我们挂在我们家的墙上的时候，我们必须要明白它什么意思。
Not only serving Sunday, okay?
那并不是说在主日才敬拜，才不是。
Worship begins at home.
首先，敬拜是在家里开始。
It continues in the church of God.
然后继续在这个神的殿堂里面服侍主。
And then it brings it out through the doors of the church.
还有，我们也要在教会以外继续的服侍主。
When we learn about Joshua's faith, we also think of Jesus Christ.
那当我们在了解到了约书亚这个信仰的时候，做工的时候，我们也要想到耶稣基督。
Because Jesus' name is the same as Joshua, actually.
因为实际上耶稣基督的名字和约书亚是一样的。
In Hebrew, Joshua is Jesus. Jesus is Joshua.
在希伯来文里面。耶稣亚就是耶稣啊就是耶稣，耶稣就是耶稣亚。
Jesus Christ served perfectly in his life, in his work, and his worship.
所以耶稣基督在他世上的一生里面，他是在完美的敬拜，还有完美的工作。
Jesus Christ is our model.
然后所以呢，耶稣基督就是我们的榜样。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you that even before we share the Lord's table, we are remembering what you did for us through your Son Jesus Christ.
亲爱的天父，感谢你在今天在我们领受圣餐之前，你在让我们知道你的儿子耶稣基督他的工作还有他的侍奉。
All because of your love.
因为这全都是出于你的爱。
May we repent of our sins and also serve you with greater faith.
那真的是求你帮助我们，让我们认罪，让我们用真的全心全意的服侍你。
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.